行走在圣灵的能力中。
Walking, yes, I'm walking in the spirit of my Lord.
生活，我是生活在话语的信实中。
Living, yes, I'm living now by faith in His word.
是他保守我，是他带领我。
So He keeps me still strong to do His will.
逐日逐时蒙他安慰我。
Walking in His comfort day by day.
弟兄姊妹，我们羡不羡慕这样的生活？
Brothers and sisters, isn't this the life you want?
今天在圣灵里面，我们可以。有可能可以过这样的生活。
But today I tell you that it is possible through the work of the Spirit that we should live this life.
我们感谢主，在去年年底冬令会，神实在是赐下他丰富的话语。
We praise the Lord for the winter conference that took place last month.
我们的主题是讲到住在基督里。
For the topic of the study was to abide in Christ.
我相信弟兄姊妹是不是都听了这样的信息？
I believe that the brothers and sisters have heard this message.
还有没有人还没听完这些信息的？
Have anyone not finished with the lessons yet?
还有哈，如果你还没听完，请你要赶快的听。
So if you have not finished hearing the whole series, I ask you to go to the archive.
如果你有困难，上网下载，请找丽达姊妹。
And if you have technical difficulty, please contact Sister Linda.
住在基督里面，不单讲到说我们在事实上已经在基督里。
To abide in Christ tells us the fact that we are now already dwell in Christ.
更是说到我们要经历住在基督的里面。
But moreover, we have to experience to abide in Christ.
其实我们的主他付了一切的代价。
Indeed, the Lord has already paid all the price for us to be with Him.
他不只是为我们要赢得一个高超的地位。
Not only He wanted to give us this high position.
我们的主实在是渴望我们与他亲近。
But indeed, the Lord has a longing that we would be very close to Him.
他渴望把他一切的丰富，要我们能够来尝着，来享受到。
And He has a longing that He would want to give us His all.
时间过去何等的快速，2010年已经过去了。
So time goes really fast. It's now 2011.
现在已经是2011年了。
Yes, 2011.
盼望我们真的在主里面，我们一同来追求。
So I hope that in this new year we will pursue the Lord together.
前两个礼拜有一天去礼法。
Two days ago.
Two weeks ago,
I went to get a haircut.
那天人蛮多的。
And the place was crowded.
那个椅子上都坐满了，我们还要签名，在那边排队啊。
And there was a waiting list that I have to sign up for.
后来有一个位置空出来。
And later on, there was a seat that was empty.
我看到我们在等的后当中有一位老太太，我说，请你坐那个位置。
And then I look around, there was an elderly lady, so I asked her to take the empty seat.
她坚持不肯，她说你坐。
But then the older lady would insist and ask me to take the seat.
后来我就勉为其难，因为其他都是很年轻的哈，那我就坐下去了。
And because everyone else around me was youngsters, so I took the seat.
那老太太就讲话了。
Then the elderly woman started talking.
她说敬老尊贤啊是应该的。
Then she started saying, you should be respectful with the elder and let me have the seat.
我坐在那里真的是有点很不自在啊。
Then I felt very uncomfortable now that I have taken the last empty seat.
但是我们真的是被提醒到时间过去何等的快速。
But then now, let me remind you that time goes by very quickly.
现在常常要让位的时候啊，都怕人家不高兴啊。
And now that no, maybe no longer, we are the one to let other people have the empty chair.
我们盼望说，在新的一年，我们把握每一个时间。
So I ask that in this new coming year, you will grab a hold of every chance.
逐日逐时蒙圣灵的安慰。
For that time by time, you will, in time of need, you will have the comfort of the Spirit.
我们一起来读一下约翰一书第四章第十三节。
So now let's read 1 John 4:13.
约翰一书四章十三节，请我们一起来读。
1 John 4:13.
神将他的灵赐给我们，从此就知道我们是住在他里面，他也住在我们里面。所以有人讲说，听了这么好的信息。但是里面又这么的渴望，但是我们怎么样能够真正的来操练，来经历住在主的里面？
So that now we have heard the message and then we understand the message. How do we actually follow the work?
今天若是我们不认识所应许的圣灵已经赐给我们，
Today if we do not know what the Spirit is or who the Spirit is,
有好多主做成的，对我们来讲可能是一个客观的事实。
And then.A lot of the work that the Spirit has done will only become subjective to you.
还不能成为主观的经历。
It cannot become a subjective.
当早间我们一起来看圣灵的工作与住在基督里。
So this morning we're going to look at the work of the Holy Spirit and the abiding in Christ.
首先我们要认识所应许的圣灵已经赐下来了。
So first off, we have to recognize that we have already been given the Spirit.
保惠师已经来了。
For the Comforter is now here.
我们读约翰福音第七章第三十七节到第三十九节。
Let's read John chapter 7, 37 to 39.
节期的末日就是最大之日，耶稣站着高声说，人若渴了可以到我这里来喝，信我的人就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。耶稣这话是指着信他之人要受圣灵说的，那时还没有赐下圣灵来，因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀。好，这边讲到说那时还没有赐下圣灵来。
He said that at that time the Spirit has not yet come.
那在原来的意思呢，是讲到那时候圣灵还没有。
At the original meaning, it means that the Spirit has not exist.
所以我们觉得非常的特别哈，他说那个时候圣灵还没有。
So it is very special that he said that the Spirit has not yet been given.
什么时候才有呢？
So when would the Spirit come?
是耶稣基督得着了荣耀。
It is when Jesus was glorified.
我们认识到说，在旧约里面，三而一的神，父神、子神、灵神，是从永远到永远就存在的。
So in the Old Testament, we know that the Father, the Son, and the Spirit has existed from the beginning and to the end.
所以在旧约时代，他讲到神的灵。
So in the Old Testament, we talked of the Spirit of God.
神的灵运行在水面上。
For the Spirit of God walked on the water.
然后神由一个复造的工作开始。
So now that now the revelation of work has begun in the New Testament.
不是一个 creation 哈，是神的灵运行在水面上，就是创世纪第一章第一节开始哈，讲到神的灵运行在水面上，然后开始了。神复造的工作，创造的工作，有人讲复造哈，因为我们读圣经的话可以知道，它是一个重新的，另外一次恢复的创造。OK， 好，那我们看见整个神的灵一直是在那里运行的。
So that now we have seen the Spirit has existed from the beginning to the end.
但是等到耶稣基督从死里面复活。
But now it is only until the time that Jesus has been glorified.
等到主耶稣他为我们升天。
Until Jesus has now ascended to heaven.
他得着了荣耀。
And until Jesus was glorified.
那有一件大的事情发生了。
And one thing occurred.
今天我们的主他能够在圣灵里面回来。
That now Jesus could come back through the Spirit.
所以原本是神的灵。
So in the beginning, it was only the Spirit of God.
但是在这边讲到说，耶稣基督得着了荣耀。
But now at this time, Jesus is glorified.
圣灵赐下来。
Then the Spirit can now come.
所以我们讲说，今天我们得着所应许的圣灵。
So now today we talked about we have received the Spirit of promise.
和旧约的神的灵是不一样的。
For this Spirit is now different from the Spirit of God.
主他所有的所事所做，他一切的丰富在圣。圣灵的里面，他回来了。
For this Spirit now has the abundance of Jesus of all the work He has done.
所以我们能够与这位主这样的亲密。
So then now through the Spirit we could experience the closeness with God.
我们祷告说：“主耶稣啊，我爱你。
”So when we pray, we would say, "Jesus, we love you."
啊，这是一件很奇妙的事情。
And this is an amazing deed.
今天若不是圣灵在我们里面，他把主显现，开我们的眼睛，叫我们看见耶稣，我们没有办法说主耶稣啊，我爱你。
So today, if we have not experienced the revelation of the Spirit that have opened up our eyes to see Jesus, we will not be able to say that we love you to Jesus.
当我们说主耶稣啊。
So when we say, Dear Jesus,
他和我们是何等的亲近。
How close we are indeed to God.
我们所知道的不是他复活了，他升天了，他今天坐在宝座上。
For now, we only know of the fact that Jesus died and resurrected, and now he's on the throne.
好像离我们非常的远。
It is not like how he is far away from us.
啊，真的不是的。我们说主耶稣啊，他和我们那么的亲密。
For indeed is not, because when you pray and say, "Dear Jesus," you are very close to him.
因为我们的主在圣灵里面回来了。
Because Jesus has come back to us through the Spirit.
啊，他就住在我们的里面。
And now that he abides in us,
他与我们交谈，与我们同行，生命载路，与我们同过。
For now, he is able to walk with us step by step and communicate with us day by day.
在第七章讲到节期的末日，那是祝棚节。
For in John chapter 7, it talked about the last day, the great day of the feast of the tabernacle.
然后末日就是第八日。
When it talked about the last day, it was the eighth day.
这是一个最大之日。
For this was the greatest day of the feast.
主在这里告诉所有的人一件很重要的事情。
So Jesus stood and cried out one important thing.
他讲到人若渴了。
And he said, if anyone is thirsty.
我们看见在约翰福音第四章也是看见有一个渴的人。
For in John chapter 4, we saw another person who was thirsty.
那一个渴的人是撒玛利亚的妇人。
For this person who was thirsty was the Samaritan woman.
他在肉体情欲里面所有世界上的不能叫他得着满足。
For in her flesh and in her blood, nothing in this world could satisfy her completely.
但是在这边主再说人若渴了可以到我这里来喝。
But in John chapter 7, Jesus said again, if anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink.
在我们的生命中有一个需要。
So in our life, there's always this need.
今天就在所有信主的人里面，我们有一个深的渴慕。
But now, from all the believers, now we have a new hope.
要得着生命的活水。
This hope to receive this living water.
他说信我的人如经上所说从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。
Then Jesus said, he who believes in me, as the scripture said, from his innermost being will flow rivers of living water.
这边有一个关键的字叫做相信。
Here, there is a crucial word in this phrase, it said to believe.
从我们蒙恩得救就是从信开始的。
From when the first day when we choose to have faith, we believe.
那一天我们把心打开。
And on, it is on that one day we open up our heart.
信心讲到接受。
For when we believe, you have to accept.
凡接待他的就是信他名的人。
For whoever is willing to accept his name, it is someone who is willing to take his name.
他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
Then now that person has the right to call himself the children of God.
我们得救是从信来入门的。
For we have to first believe to get into the door.
不是因为我们的行为
not because of the good work that we have done,
不是我们的表现多好
it is not because of the behavior of our own,
因着信我们就得着了永远的生命
but it is only through believing that we could receive this eternal life.
但是今天我们这边看到还不止这样他说信的人腹中要流出活水的江河来
but here it let us know that there is more than just to believe because once you believe you could have flow rivers of living water.
我不晓得有没有基督徒信主多年了你还是觉得里面是很枯干的
I don't know if there's any a long time believer that is among us even though you have believed a long time you are still dry
我想也许我们都经历到哇里面怎么搞的是很枯干的
I think at times everyone might have experienced the dryness inside of us
我们有没有活水在里面
Is there any living water inside of you
我们都有活水在里面
Yes, we have living water in us
我想我们都经过了约翰福音第四章的经历
And then I think everyone has experienced the condition that talked about in John chapter 4.
但是我们需要来到第七章，我们需要经历今天圣灵在我们的里面要涌流出来，像那个活水一样的涌流。
But now I ask you to experience John chapter 7 when it says that the Spirit will flow rivers of living water in you.
主在这边告诉我们说，他说这话指着信他的人要受圣灵说的。
Then Jesus then said,He spoke of the Spirit, whom those who believe in Him were to receive.
我们感谢主，我们从相信，我们得救了。
So we thank you, Lord, through our faith, we are now saved.
今天我们仍然要借着信来领受宝血下所给我们一切的属灵的福气。
And today, through our believing, we are going to receive the abundantness from the Spirit.
这是我们的权利。
For this is our right.
神已经赐给我们了。
for the Lord has already given us this right.
我们怎么样蒙恩得救，不是靠着我们的行为。
For we never depend on our good deeds to receive His grace.
今天我们得着所应许的圣灵，也不是靠着我们的行为。
And in fact, today we receive the Spirit is not because of our good behavior.
所应许的圣灵，今天我们因着信，我们可以来得着。
Because the Spirit of promise, through our belief, we may receive.
我们看见在约翰福音第十四章
Then we see in John chapter 14,
16节，他说：“我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师。”
Then in John chapter 14:16, it says, "And I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another Comforter."
他就永远与你们同在。
That He may abide with you forever.
所以我查了一下这个保惠师，他有好多不同的翻译。
So I started looking for the meaning of the comforter, and there was a lot of other meanings.
所以在这边呢，他说或作训慰师。
So here it says it's a comforter.
Comforter 就是一位安慰者。
It's a comforter. A comforter person is a person who gives comfort.
所以当我们在困难中，当我们在软弱中，圣灵来保惠，圣灵来安慰。
So it is when we are in a time of difficulties, the Spirit will serve us and give us comfort.
A counselor 也是一个辅导者。
And a counselor is also another term.
然后呢，他是一位辩护者。
For a counselor is someone who would counsel.
那个辩护者呢，就是好像有一位律师啊，时常时刻在我们的身边替我们来辩护。
And a counselor is just like when you have a defense attorney and someone who would always defend for you.
有的时候仇敌来控告我们。
So at times the enemy will try to attack you.
叫我们好像无地自容。
To make you look bad.
但是圣灵他替我们来辩护。
And then the Spirit will now come to serve as your defense attorney.
圣灵也是中保。
But then the Spirit is also a middleman.
圣灵也是代求者。
And a spirit is also someone who would intercessor.
当我们不知道怎么祷告的时候
，So now when at times when you do not know how to pray,
圣灵用说不出的叹息在我们的里面替我们祷告。
The time when we do not know how to pray by myself, then the Spirit will come and pray for you.
哇，太好了！我们有这么多，又是朋友，又是中保，又是安慰者、辅导者、辩护者，哇，又是代求者。这都是讲到这一位圣灵。
And how wonderful it is that the Spirit could serve as a comforter, a counselor, an intercessor, and also a helper.
主耶稣说：“我若不去，保惠师就不来。”
So Jesus says, "If I do not go, then you will not receive the Spirit."
他去了，保惠师就来了。
But now that He has gone, the Spirit can now come.
保惠师来了，要带我们进入一切的真理。
And now when the Comforter comes, He would lead us to the truth.
当主在告诉那些门徒的时候
，And when Jesus was telling this to His disciples,
他是在钉十字架之前。
It is because before He went on to the cross.
你想想看，这些门徒们3年半的时间跟着主耶稣。
So think about it. The disciples have spent 3.5 years with Jesus.
啊，他们真是听见主的话何等的奇妙。
For indeed they have heard and experienced the wonderful words of Christ.
说话行事都有大能。
For whatever he does, he shows his strength and power.
但是我们常常觉得说，这些门徒们啊，好像真的少了一根筋哈，他们怎么就是不明白主在讲什么呢？
But then when we read the Bible, we would often think that the disciples are not very smart because they would never understand what Christ was talking about.
我们想说，我们都读得蛮清楚的嘛，他们怎么都搞不清楚呢？
And come to think about it, when we read the Bible, we might even understand more than they did.
到主要钉十字架了，他们还在争论谁为大。
And then, but the time before Jesus had to go onto the cross, they were still arguing who is the greatest disciple.
所以难怪主钉十字架，这个跑的跑，逃的逃，否认的否认。
So no wonder they would all fled when Jesus had to go onto the cross.
那天有一个出蒙恩的弟兄啊，在我们读经的时候，他就问一个问题。
So on Bible study, there was one newly believed brother. He asked a question.
他说：“主耶稣在的时候，你看这些门徒们都搞不清楚状况。”
And then he said, even when Jesus went on this land, the disciples were not understanding him.
他说：“主耶稣不在了，你说我们怎么能够搞得清楚呢？”
And now that Jesus is gone, we have no way of understanding him.
他不太明白。
For this young brother did not understand.
我大家就跟他讲，这就是圣经所讲的。
And then I started telling him, this is exactly what the Bible is telling us.
圣灵来了, 要带我们进入一切的真理。
For now the Spirit has come so we could be in the truth.
圣灵来了, 要把基督荣耀在我们的里面。
For now when the Spirit has come that we could manifest His glory.
把主耶稣启示在我们的里面。
So that the Spirit could reveal Christ.
哦, 那一个看见,
And it is only this true seeing.
比门徒们的看见那宝贵的太多了。
And this true seeing is a lot better than the physical seeing of the disciples.
门徒们看见主是在肉身的里面。
For the disciples could only see Jesus through the flesh.
但是有一个间隔是他们没有办法越过去的。
And there is always a separation between them and Christ.
是主自己，他也受这个肉身的限制，不能越过。 在当时候就把他的生命给这些门徒们。
So indeed, at that time, Jesus was bounded by the flesh, so he could not just give everything to his disciples.
所以门徒们虽然听见，虽然看见，但是他们事事不是，事物不悟。
So even though the disciple could physically hear and see him, they did not understand.
好像他们真的是不明白。
Just like they did not understand.
所以主在告诉他们说，到有一个时候，你们就不能再见我了。
So when Jesus told them that there is going to be a time when you no longer can see me.
你不能再见我，你们就会很忧愁。
And then when you guys cannot see me, you will become sorrow.
他说，再等不多时，你们还要再见我。
But then he also said that a time very soon you will see me again.
哦，到那个时候你们就要喜乐了。
But now at that time you will be joyful.
弟兄姊妹，有一个看见主。
So brothers and sisters, there is a true seeing.
是在圣灵里面的看见。
And this true seeing comes from the Spirit.
哦，今天我们蒙的恩典祝福是何等的大。
So today, how blessed we are.
圣灵住在我们的里面。
That the Spirit abides in us.
圣灵的工作何等的奇妙。
And how wonderful is the work of the Spirit.
今天他来了。 要带我们进入一切的真理。
For now he has come and lead us and guide us into the truth.
他来了, 要将耶稣基督荣耀在我们的里面。
He comes here so that we will manifest in his glory.
他来了, 就要开我们的眼睛, 叫我们从里面看见主。
And he comes to open up our eyes so that we could see Jesus.
今天我们认识主, 不是在头脑分析的里面。
So today we are not using our logic to see Christ.
今天世界上再聪明的人, 他无论怎么分析, 他没有办法真的认识主。
For today it does not matter how smart you are using your logic, you will never understand Christ.
很多的时候我们跟一些蛮有地上智慧的人, 在那里谈论的时候, 你发现说, 他用头脑想要来明白一些事情, 他就是在那里绕圈子, 就是绕不出来。
So at times when we talk to some really smart people, when they try to use logic to understand Christ, they would just walk in circles.
有时候我们遇到一些甚至不识字的老弟兄老姊妹。
But on the other hand, when I met with some older elderly, they don't even know a word.
他们讲到属灵的事情, 里面是明亮的。
But when they talk about the experience of the Spirit, they are full of light.
所以今天我们来到主面前, 我们要求那赐人智慧和启示的灵。
So today when we come before the throne, we would ask for this wisdom-giving spirit.
使我们真知道他。
So that we may truly understand him.
圣灵来了。
So now the Spirit has come.
带我们到主那里去, 我们真是能够看见主, 我们能够听见他的慈声。
The Spirit has come and through him now we could truly hear and see his work.
我们今天都在这个福分的当中。
For today we are all blessed.
弟兄姊妹, 早间我们实在是盼望我们能够认识圣灵的工作。
So brothers and sisters, this morning, I hope that you would experience the work of the Holy Spirit.
对我们来讲不是一件客观的事情。
For us, it's no longer just objective.
盼望我们真是一同勉励进入那个主观的经历里面。
So I ask you to come with me to become subjective to this fact.
约翰福音14章17节。
John chapter 14, 17.
请我们一起来读。
Let's read.
他说：“就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他。你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。因他常与你们同在。”
For he will always be with us.
也要在你们里面。
And abide with you and will be in you.
今天我们能够住在主的里面。
Today we could abide in Christ.
主也住在我们的里面。
And he be in us.
因为圣灵已经来了。
Because the Spirit has already come.
带我们进入一切的实际。
to take us into this reality.
从外面的进到里面的。
And from outside to now become inside.
从客观的进到主观的。
From objective to become subjective.
今天圣灵来要完成神的旨意。
For now the Spirit comes to complete the work.
所以我们认识这一位圣灵。
So that we need to know the Spirit.
认识圣灵各样的工作。
To know of the various type of works.
那在圣灵的工作的里面，弟兄姊妹，我们来学习怎么样住在基督里。
And through these various types of work of the Spirit, we learn how to abide in the Spirit.
第一点，我们看见圣灵来指教一切的事情。
So the firstwork that the Spirit does is to advise and guide us of all things.
约翰福音十四章二十六节。
In John 14:26,
我们一起来读。
Let's read.
但宝惠师就是父因我的名要差来的圣灵，他要将一切的事指教你们，并且叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。圣灵来了，将一切的事指教我们。
The Spirit has come and He wants to teach us of all things.
所以我们常常稀奇，很多时候我们听见刚蒙恩的弟兄姊妹，当他们在分享交通的时候。
So we are always amazed, even when a newly believer, when they testify.
在他们里面的主是那么的新鲜，那么的活泼。
When they give testimony, you could see the living spirit in him.
他们所认识的不是从人所教导来的。
It is because the teaching did not come from a man.
啊，是从圣灵的指教。
But the teaching was from the Spirit.
摸着了主。
Is now that he may truly touch.
我们当中有一位弟兄，最近经过生活上非常的艰难。
There is a brother among us, and recently he has gone through a really difficult time.
他过去做生意好像都还蛮顺利的。
He was a successful businessman before.
去年他得救了。
Last year he was saved.
他得救是因为他的姊妹先得救，为他祷告了八个月，后来他得救了。
He was saved because his sister has been praying for him for the past 8 months.
他们得救得非常好。
And then now they both are believers.
但是后来，三哥的生活环境上就遇到了极大的艰难。
But then later on he started experiencing great difficulty in his life.
他说做这个生意也做不成，做那个也不成。
And he no longer was successful in his business.
上个礼拜他说他们家水跟电都被断掉了。
Last week he told me that no longer he could afford electricity and water.
哇，到他的母亲家里，他的兄弟那边去，哇，被他们大骂了一顿。
Now he has to leave with his parents and his siblings, and then he was receiving a really bad time.
大家也不能原谅他说你怎么把生活搞成这样一个地步。
And then no one could forgive him of how he has done with his business.
啊，前两天听那个弟兄交通，他说那天他开在路上。
Two days ago, when I talked to this brother, he told me when he was driving.
他说那个压力大到一个地步啊，过于他所能承受的。
And then he said when he was driving, he was so stressed that he no longer could take it.
他把车子停下来。
And then he stopped his car.
他跟主祷告。
And then he started praying.
他说前面的祷告啊，充满了抱怨啊。
He said that in the beginning of his prayer, he was full of sorrow.
他说主，我信你的，你为什么让这么难的环境，这样的不顺利临到我的身上？
He would say, now I have become a believer of yours. Why would I have to go through this difficult time?
他说他在那边大声的跟主抱怨了。
And he was yelling and screaming to God.
但是等到他祷告完了以后，
But then now after he finished his prayer,
圣灵指教他。
Then the Spirit now comes to him.
神有一个更高的心意在他的身上。
And let him know that God has a higher viewing.
有一个同在是他过去所从来没有经历过的。
And at that moment, he experienced the Spirit before.
有一个甘甜的爱在他的里面，是他从来没有享受过的。
He now experienced the Spirit for the first time, and he experienced the sweetness of the Spirit.
当我们在那天听见他的分享。
And on that day, when we heard his testimony.
他说他的环境仍然是艰难。
So the brother said, even though my circumstances is still difficult,
这个难处还没过去。
And the circumstances has not passed.
但他说他现在里面充满了平安。
But he said, but in me I am full of peace.
他里面能够说他里面满了喜乐。
And he said, now I am full of joy.
在人看这是不可能的。
Even on everyone around me would not believe.
但是在圣灵的启示的里面，在主的带领的里面。弟兄姊妹，这就是他宝贵的经历。
But now through the revelation of the Spirit, this now has become a precious experience of his.
是的，今天我们看见有好多的弟兄姊妹，他们在环境中能够边流泪边赞美。
And yes, a lot of us, when we now go through difficulties, we will be crying, but at the same time, we are still praising
the Lord.
Because it is through the difficult circumstances that they have met God.
圣灵来了，将一切的事指教我们。
For now, the Spirit has now come to teach us of all things.
过去我们常常在那里问说，为什么？ Why? Why me?
And then before we experience it, we may always ask, why? Why me?
今天我们在圣灵里面遇见了这位复活的基督。
And now that we have met Christ through the Spirit,
他这边告诉我们说，并且要你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。
He says here, I ask you to bring in your remembrance all that I said to you.
当门徒们在那些年日中听见好多主对他们所说的话。
And over the years, the disciples have heard a lot of things that Christ told them.
等到圣灵来了，他们忽然想起主对他们说的话。
But now the Spirit, when the Spirit comes, they now remember what Jesus told them.
那个想起在他们里面得着一个开启，他们记起来，他们有一个明白。
Now through this remembrance, now they remember what they were taught, and now they understand.
弟兄姊妹，今天圣灵也常常叫我们想起主的话来。
So brothers and sisters, now a lot of times the Spirit will come and remember of something that you learned before.
多少弟兄姊妹做见证，在一个环境的里面，在一个情况当中，一下子主的话进来了。
So in a lot of testimonies from the brothers and sisters,They will tell you that it is at one moment they experience the Spirit.
他想起主的话是怎么说的。
And it is at that moment now they remember what they learned before.
那个话一出来就带着一个何等大的能力。
And it is at that moment now they receive the strength.
原本是一个大的话，神，圣经就是神的话。
And before to them it was only a statement from the Bible.
所以我们知道神的话在原文里面它一个叫做 Logos, 一个叫做 Rhema。
So, the words could be separated in two things, the Logos and the Rhema.
那今天当圣灵把他的话再说在我们里面。
So now when the Spirit come back and remind us of the word.
这是现在主再向我们所说的话。
And now this serve as the word that God has now given you.
这个话在里面就不一样了。
So now this word is different.
这是应时的话。
For now this word is a work of reality.
这个话改变我们的生命。
For this word will now change your life.
改变我们里面对主的认识。
To change your understanding from before.
这个话何等的宝贵。
For this word is now the most precious.
但是很多的时候，若是我们没有把主的话存在心里。
But now if you never remember any of his words.
圣灵很难能够叫我们来想起主的话来。
Then it will become very difficult for the Spirit to remind you.
也有人讲说，哇，主向我说了一篇怎么样一篇不是圣经里面的话。
So now when someone tell you that the Spirit has reminded me of something that is not from the Bible.
我想除了非常非常特殊的例子以外，通常圣灵再说的话是让我们想起主的话来。
But then I tell you this, when the Spirit reminds you of something you learn, it's usually from the Word.
所以我们需要来读圣经。
So that we need to study the Bible.
我们需要把主的话存在我们的心里面。
And we need to remember and save His Word in us.
这个对我们来讲是住在主里面一个非常重要关键的根基。
For this could serve as a requirement to abide in Christ.
我们讲说，哇，住在基督里实在是好。
So when you say that it is great to abide in Christ.
但是今天2011年摆在我们的面前，弟兄姊妹，我们盼望彼此勉励，有一个真实主观的经历。
So in the year of 2011, I ask everyone to encourage each other to abide in Christ.
这不是我们一下子就能够进入或者来享受。
For we know that this is not something that is easily done.
但是这个是我们可以每一个人都可以进入的。
But I let you know that it is possible to be done by every one of you.
是我们每一个人都可以来享受的。
It is something that we can truly enjoy.
首先我们看见主的话是非常非常的重要。
So first, you have to know that it is important to know His word.
圣灵来要我们想起主对我们所说的一切话。
Because the Spirit comes to remind us to remember of all He said to us.
约翰福音第十五章二十六节
In John chapter 15, 26,
说但我要从父那里差宝惠师来就是从父出来真理的圣灵他来了就要为我做见证圣灵来 为着耶稣基督做见证。
For the Spirit comes to testify about the Father.
处在我们里面变成那么的真实。
For now that we could experience the reality.
圣灵来是要荣耀基督在我们的里面。
For the Spirit comes to glorify Christ through us.
所以我们认识今天当我们来让圣灵充满在我们的里面。
So today,When we choose to be filled up by the Spirit,
我们里面一定是满了主他自己的荣耀。
So then now in us, it is full of His glory.
一定是让主他自己充满在我们的里面。
And now we are filled up by truly Him.
所以有以前有人问说，你祷告的时候，你到底是向父神祷告呢？向主耶稣基督祷告呢？是向圣灵祷告呢？
So before someone would ask me, when we pray, do we actually pray to the Father, the Son, or the Spirit?
今天圣灵来从来不荣耀他的自己。
For now, the Spirit has come to us not for his own glory.
圣灵来从来不高举他的自己。
For the Spirit comes never to raise himself up.
我们说我们来到主的面前。
Though when we say we come to Christ.
但却又必须是在圣灵的里面。
We can only come through him, through the Spirit.
我们说我们来祷告我们的主。
So when we say, let's pray to our Lord,
我们知道我们必须是在圣灵里来祷告。
You have to know that we are praying through our spirit.
感谢主，三合一的神是一位。
So praise the Lord, this triumphant Lord is one.
圣灵来要为主做见证。
For the spirit of truth come to testify about me.
下面讲到恩膏的教训住在主的里面。
Then the next topic is to follow the lessons from the anointed ointment.
这很重要，请我们一起来读约翰一书第二章二十七节。
Let's read 1 John 2:27.
你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里，并不用人教训你们，只有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们。这恩膏是真的，不是假的。你们要按这恩膏的教训住在主里面。他说：“你们要按这恩膏的教训住在主里面。”
He said that you have to do just as it has taught you.
所以在旧约里边，用青橄榄油来预表神的灵。
So in the Old Testament, it's used as olive oil as a symbol.
Symbol.Of Spirit of God,
as a symbol of the Spirit of God.
但是另外一个，他讲到有一个贵重的膏油。
But now he talked about the anointed ointment.
那贵重的膏油是要经过制，这个膏油很特别的，它要加上乳香、加上没药等等的，做成这个膏油。
For this anointed ointment has to go through a long procedure with a lot of ingredients to become this anointed ointment.
那这个膏油它是预表到圣灵。
So this anointed ointment is a symbol of the Spirit.
Holy Spirit. 所以我们说今天圣灵来了是主耶稣基督得着了荣耀。
So today when the Holy Spirit comes, it is only through the glory of Christ.
所以今天在我们里面在我们身上是讲到这个贵重的膏油。
So today when it's in us, it talks about this anointed ointment that is floating in us.
讲这边就是讲到这个恩膏。
So here it talks about this anointed ointment.
讲到照着恩膏的教训住在主的里面。
He said that as this anointed teaches you of all things, you abide in him.
我们怎么住在主的里面？
So how do we abide in Christ?
今天第一个，我们要认识我们已经在主的里面。
So first you have to recognize that you are already in Christ.
在基督里。
You are in Christ.
是本乎神。
It is from Christ.
所以我们今天都在主的里面。
So today now we are all in him.
但是我们要住在主的里面。
But we also need to abide.
这边有一个很实在的路，所照着恩膏的教训来住在主的里面。
So here it teaches us a path. We have to follow the teaching of the anointed ointment.
常常不是讲说，哇，这个恩膏的教训教导我们神永远的旨意，或者是这个我们要到哪里去？到非洲到哪里去传福音或者怎么样，常常不是这么大的事情。
So maybe at times it is not a great lesson that we will learn from this ointment. Maybe not. Maybe the ointment tells you to go to Africa and do something. It might not be as big as this.
常常就在我们生活中一些很小的事情上面。
And indeed, the Spirit tries to teach you on all the daily little things.
这个恩膏的教训讲到说，当我们身上有这个膏油。
So the lessons from the anointment is now we have this anointed ointment.
但是在我们行走，在我们过日子的时候
，Now on the days when we walk the path，
弟兄姊妹，有的时候你里面会发现说，好像一下子这个恩膏，这个膏油从我们身上好像一下子失去了。
So at times we might say that we have lost our anointed ointment.
好，就在那个时候，你有没有一个警觉？
And do you feel it when you have lost this touch?
哎，我需要再回到神的面前。
And it is at that time you have to remind yourself that you have come before Christ again.
你有没有觉得说，没有了膏油，你是很枯干，是日子是，你觉得说是很难过的。
And when you recognize that you have lost this ointment, do you feel alert and do you want to go back?
圣灵在我们身上有一个非常基本的，他来做工，让我们认识到说他在。或者是不在。
So when the Spirit comes, we have a foundation in us. We have to know when the Spirit is present and when it's not.
当你做一件事情
，and when you do something,
弟兄姊妹有一个很重要的，有没有圣灵的膏油
？Brothers and sisters, when you choose to do one thing, are you doing this according to the ointment?
或者说你知不知道有圣灵的膏油在我们身上
？Or let me ask you this: When you do something, do you know if the Spirit is still with you?
若是我们还不太清楚，我们盼望说我们一起祷告，一起追求。
So now, if you do not know yet, then I ask you to pray for it.
圣灵已经来了。
For the Spirit has already come.
那个贵重的膏油已经赐给我们。
For this anointed ointment has already been given.
我们每一位圣徒，我们都有这贵重的膏油。
For all the believers, we have already received this ointment.
但是很多时候，圣灵他来带领我们，是要在我们天天生活中，他来制作我们，改变我们。
And when the Spirit is giving us lessons, He teaches us in our daily life.
叫我们有份于他那个荣美的生命。
So that we could be a partaker of His life.
啊，他把那个膏油赐给我们。
Now when now that we are given this anointed ointment.
但是我们在过生活的当中。
Now when you live your daily life.
我们就发现说，的确多少时候我们照着自己在那里思想，在那里做事。
Then do you recognize that a lot of decisions you made is only according to you?
多少时候我们是离开了主的心意
？And at a lot of times we depart from His willing and do our own will.
但是我们里面有没有一个警惕？当我们离开主的时候，我们里面缺少了什么
？So brothers and sisters, do you have this alertness when you leave the Spirit?
缺少了圣灵的膏油
？And when you are now lacking of this anointed?
当我们不在神心意里面的时候，我们里面。感觉是怎么样？是枯干的。
So well, when you're no longer in His will, you are now dry.
我们要知道，在任何的时刻，我们可以回到主的面前。
But now you also need to know that at any time we can repent.
啊，当我们回到主面前
，Now when we come before the throne,
一下圣灵的膏油回来了。
And all of a sudden, we receive the Spirit again.
有一次我在跟人家打电话。
One time when I was on the phone,
哎呀，我们讲到过去的一些事情，讲得蛮高兴的。
And when we talk about the past, we were joyful.
啊，多半呢也有点吹牛的味道，哇，讲起来很得意啊。
And then we were just talking.
那后来里面突然警觉到膏油没有了。
And then as we were talking, I started to realize that I'm no longer with the anointed ointment.
啊，主说够了吧。
And then maybe God is telling me that it is enough.
牛也吹够了。
It is now enough.Shooting crap.
所以上一句讲到一半
，so that in the middle of my sentence，
下面就赶快停下来了。
I stopped.
弟兄姊妹，主在里面膏油一下子失去，我们里面会有感觉到的。
So brothers and sisters, when now we depart from the anointed ointment, you should have this alertness.
所以我们看见圣灵的禁止，通常开始学习的时候是比较容易知道的。
So that it is always in the beginning of our learning, we would know.
所以我们在做事情，我们保持主的同在。
So now, when we do one thing, I ask you to always abide in Him.
我们知道圣膏油是在我们身上。
And now we know that the Spirit is in us.
一下子失去了，你知道我们需要回到主的面前。
And it is in the moment when you realize that you have lost it, you have to now repent.
我们当中有没有人在发脾气的时候，你觉得你有圣灵膏油的
？So let me ask you, is anyone there in the middle of your temper? You feel that God is with you?
我想不容易哈。
So I don't think it is possible.
当我们失去的时候，你有没有感觉到说，哎呀，我需要回到主的面前
Now, when the time, at the time when you lose the Spirit, do you feel that you have to come back to the Lord? So now when we look at the next topic of the fruit of the Spirit, because these are the fruits that could be bear by
the Spirit.
And it is only through these things that you will see the anointed ointment in you. So it is very natural that you could see the difference with and without the anointment.
So now, if
you now experience alertness, when you now depart from the Spirit, you should be alert. Be alert so that you could repent and back to Christ.
So anytime you can make a U-turn,
so brother, you told us and remind us that it is at any time you can make a U-turn and come back to Christ.
And
if you look at it on the other side,
当生命活水, 或者主的生命, 当你正在这里涌流的时候,
now when the living water is flowing through you,
你会知道说, 哇, 这是有圣灵的膏油,
you should know that it is at that moment you are together with Christ.
所以圣灵的果子是这样子, 能够从我们里面结出来的,
and it is only through abiding with the Spirit we could bear the fruit of the Spirit.
主告诉我们说, 他是葡萄树, 我们是枝子。
So Christ told us that he is the tree and we are the branches.
葡萄树 好像只有一个功用, 就是结果子。
And there is only one true use of a great tree is to bear grape.
因为葡萄开花的时候, 没有人去欣赏它的。
Because the flower of a great tree is not very beautiful.
葡萄树的树干枝子, 不能盖房子, 没有什么别的用处的。
And then since the branches is always so thin, it cannot use to be built.
但是葡萄树为了要结果子,
so the only one use of a great tree is to bear grape.
主说你们多结果子, 我父就因此得荣耀。
So then in John it says, my Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit.
你们也就是我的门徒了,
and so prove to be my disciples.
但是我们今天要结出圣灵的果子来,
but now we have to make sure that the fruits that we bear is the fruit of the Spirit.
圣灵所结的果子是什么?
What is the fruit of the Spirit?
是仁爱,
is love,
喜乐,
joy,
和平,
peace,
忍耐,
patience,
恩慈,
kindness,
良善,
goodness,
信实,
faithfulness,
温柔, 节制, 感谢主, 这些都是圣灵所结的果子。
For these are all the fruits of the Spirit.
那今天我们住在主里面,
so today when we abide in Christ,
主也住在我们的里面,
and when Christ in us,
结出果子来, 是一个非常正常的事情。
So it is only natural that we would bear his fruit.
若是不结果子, 他说要捡去丢在火里烧了。
Now it says that if you do not bear fruit, then you will be picked up and thrown into the fire.
讲到我们的生命需要被主来制作。
So it says that we, our work has to be made through God.
我们里面有多少需要主来对付掉的。
And there is a lot in us that has to be taken away by God.
直到主 借着圣灵, 祂的生命能够流露彰显出来。
And it is only through the Spirit that we could live out his life.
盼望在这一年的里面, 弟兄姊妹, 我们彼此勉励。
So I hope that in this year we would encourage each other.
圣灵的工作都在我们生活的当中。
For the work of the Spirit is among us.
圣灵的工作是跟我们那么切身发生关系的。
And how close it is from the work of the Spirit to our work.
今天我们所要认识的不是一个客观的事实,
so today no longer this will be objective,
乃是主要带我们进入主观的经历里面,
and Lord wants to lead us into the subjective fact,
而且是在我们天天生活当中,
and moreover he wants to do this to us in our daily life,
特别是在逐日逐时, 我们能够来经历到,
especially in the time of need we could experience the Spirit.
是的, 照着恩高的教训, 今天我们住在主的里面。
And yes, it is only through the teaching of the anointed ointment that we could abide in Christ.
主应许他与我们同在。
For God has promised that he will be with us.
所应许的圣灵已经赐下来。
For his promise is now true through the Spirit.
弟兄姊妹, 今天我们需要宝贵。
So brothers and sisters, I ask you to precious this.
在生活里面保持主的同在。
To preciously keep the spirit in your life.
每一天的说话形式当中，我们认识到膏油在我们的身上。
For whatever you do, whatever you choose to do, you know that the ointment is on you.
这是主给我们一个极大的祝福。
For this is a blessing.
叫我们能够按着恩膏的教训住在主的里面。
That so that we could walk a life through the teaching of the Spirit.
能够在我们的身上结出圣灵的果子来。
So that in our life we could bear the fruit of the Spirit.
也许这个生活我们刚开始需要有一点努力，需要在我们的意志上我们来拣选。
Maybe in the beginning it takes some discipline.
啊，你一尝着了
，But then now once you have experienced,
就觉得何等的美好。
Then you will know that is great.
我记得我们家那边刚开有一家24小时的那个 fitness center 啊，一个运动的地方。
So there is a 24-hour fitness that just opened up near my house.
一年多前，那个时候觉得说，应该去参加。
It's about a year ago, and then at that time, I thought to myself that maybe I should join the club.
我觉得前两个礼拜下来啊，哇，这个浑身是肌肉酸痛啊，这是真的是蛮不容易的。
So after a couple of weeks, all my muscles are sore.
但是过了两个礼拜
，But then now that after a couple of weeks,
渐入佳境啊
，And then I have now in a better condition.
你到现在，我一天不去就觉得很难受啊。
And then now, if I do not go for one day, I feel bad.
今天早上我六点多又去了。
So this morning I went in the morning at 6 a.m.
听说我们讲到住在主的里面。
So brothers and sisters, when we talked about you abide in Christ,
这是主给我们一个很大的祝福。
For this is a great blessing that we have received.
但是需要我们开始，我们在生活在大事在小事上，我们需要来操练它。
But on the other hand, we have to exercise this through our big and small activities.
我们的意志需要被主来使用，我们要拣选主。
For a will has to choose Christ every time.
当你明明知道圣灵的膏油已经不在了
，So now at the times when you know that you're no longer with the Spirit,
也许你还盯着那个电视，你就是不肯离开它。
Maybe you still choose to continually watch TV.
你还在那里上网，还在那里一直 click click click.
Maybe you're still clicking on your mouse.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要用意志来拣选。
So brothers and sisters, I ask you to have a strong will to choose.
当你知道膏油不在了
，At the moment when you know that you're no longer with the Spirit,
我们愿不愿意回转到主的那里
？Are you now willing to turn and come back to Christ?
这是我们的机会。
Oh yes, this is our chance.
这需要我们很实在的来操练。
And this is something that we have to exercise daily.
当我们尝着了主
，Now that we have tasted the goodness of God,
我们就知道他是何等的美善。
Then we'll know His greatness.
我们真尝着住在主里面。
Now when we now taste.The binding of Christ.
我们就求主不叫我们出去。
Then we will ask God to never let us depart from His Spirit.
我们再来唱诗歌237首。
So let's sing Psalm 237 again.
蒙圣灵的安慰。
The comfort.